It is time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share, a comment you'd like to make, or a question you'd like to ask. We don't mind. We just like to hear from you. So get in touch with us. And if you are up here for the summer and are interested in nature and are watching things happening in your cabin's yard, why, send those reports along and get your children maybe involved and get out there and have a look and send in the reports in your own, in the words of your children, perhaps. We have, for some of you who are summer residents, we have had a long history of including children from area schools in the Phenology Talkback segment of our program. And we hope that this year or next year or this week, even, you will consider joining that group and becoming part of the Phenology Network. I talked to Ed down in Deerwood this morning. He said he's running into an inordinate number of Jack in the Pulpits this year. And I said, you know, it must be a good year for Jack in the Pulpits because I'm finding a bunch of them myself. I imported Jack in the Pulpits into my yard about 25 years ago. And they have set up a little headquarters there. And there are quite a number of them in that spot. But every year, of course, the females put out a bountiful crop of seeds, and those seeds get carried off by birds. And after going through the birds' intestines and coming out the other end, why, they fall on the ground, and some of them are growing. And I'm finding Jack in the Pulpits here and there around my property. I got a note from Jeff. Jeff is a retired DNR conservation officer from the Baudette area. And the kids in Baudette sent us a little report about their phenology. Unfortunately, the sound quality wasn't quite what we could use here on the radio. But let me paraphrase. They talked about looking at the willows and discovering that there are female willows and male willows, that they have these opposite sexes and that they are not on the same bush, which is unusual somewhat in the flower world. But we talked about that, and we looked at the balsam poplars up there. We had an experience with some of the shorebirds that hang out around their water pond. The kids in Baudette have a really nice school forest, including a couple of really astonishingly complete wetlands, and just a wonderful place to discover nature. So I know we'll be hearing more from them come next fall. Jeff also reported that in his neighborhood, which is up in Big Island State Park, and if you're in the north central part of the state, you should stop into Big Island State Park. In the bogs, in the swamps around Big Island, the Calypso and the Ram's Head orchids are blooming right now. And I can't think of any two more rare orchids in the state than the Calypso and the Ram's Head. And I could be wrong. There could be some obtuse little one, but these are both dramatic, lovely orchids, and the fact that they're blooming right now and probably blooming around you as well. You just haven't gone out and discovered them yet, but they are remarkably beautiful and remarkably difficult to find. I've only found a couple in the state, and when I do find them, boy, I'm always thrilled. It's a great opportunity.